Oh, what a tune. What a tune. Second hour of the run home with Joel and Sock on this Friday, the last Friday before grand final. Come Monday, well, it's Mad Monday. One team's won, one team hasn't, but they are up and about. The Hyundai Tucson Turbo Diesel in stock now. Rotoflex by Blunston. Stability meets the freedom to move. If you missed the first hour, the podcast for you, but have your say, 1300 01 1170, text 0457 736 736, Twitter at Joel Fletch SEN. And as Tommy's got here, 12 p.m. tomorrow, AFL crunch time, followed by the 1 p.m. AFL grand final. So thank you very much, Tommy. We look forward to that. The run home with rat's ass, Tommy, on a Friday. Now, what about this for our man who we're about to speak to? He was challenged with a TikTok 36-second video to explain how Sportsbet and the traders arrive at the odds. And there's so many algorithms all in behind it. And guess what? He did it in 34 seconds with a leg in the air. Try Sportsbet, bet with mates, start a group and build a multi together. Conditions apply, gamble responsibly. Plenty of market still to come. And also hoping to get a market on Tommy's 1 p.m. AFL grand final chat tomorrow as well. How are you, Shawnee?
I'm good, mate. And you know why I was able to knock over that video in the perfect amount of time? I've been fresh, been looking after myself all week, being in the gym, eating healthy, watching the calories, getting the right amount of protein.
Yep.
But since I just heard that song you just mentioned came back from the break, I was going to have a quiet night in. That is gone out the window. I'll be at the pub in about half an hour. To say I'm like a pig in the proverbial would be one hell of an understatement. Group one racing, grand final. It is all happening, boys. I am pumped.
Yep. You know what?
Good energy.
Great energy, and he's absolutely right. There is no better time of year. You can still pick the grand final winner, the Clive Churchill winner. You can still pick the Melbourne Cup winner, the Cox Plate winner, the Caulfield Cup winner, the Everest, the Melbourne Cup. It's all there for you still to do. And you
there's no better feeling, is there? Nah. There's absolutely no better feeling when you've got all the tickets laid out in front of you and there's not one loser.
Not one loser.
It's just the best feeling in the world. You're right, best time of the year.
Yep.
By the length of the Randwick Straight.
Yep, the big fat jolly fella's going to be coming down the chimney shortly. Summer is nowhere near ending. It's the best time of the year. Shawnee, where do you want to start? Love your energy.
Well, I want to start with maybe a bit of a bad omen for Parramatta fans. Now, the horse, King Gutho, went around today, race two in Maroya. Now, it jumped $1.65 favourite. Where did it run? Second. Ooh. Paid $1.09 for the place. Couldn't get the job done. So, hopefully, not a sign of things to come for Parramatta supporters on Sunday night. But I sound like a bit of a broken record, boys. This market absolutely rock solid.
Hang on. Protest, Margie.
Hold all tickets, protest. Okay,
so King Gutho ran second today. Is that right, Sean?
Mm.
Okay.
Correct.
Well, that's fair enough. Well, the trainer or the coach, shall we say, also ran second in that same race. Who trains You're King right. Gutho? Named by who?
Mm.
Joe Cleary.
Yeah.
Cleary trains.
J.M. Cleary.
Yep.
Unbelievable.
Hold all tickets, folks. Hold all tickets. Righto, Shawnee, take it away.
With the cancel each other out sort of angle. I don't mind that.
Yep.
That's bad research for me. No, so as I was saying, market.
Oh, hang on. Whoa. And Drew Barrier To'o. It was Barrier To'o. So anyway.
It did too. And it was wearing number Charlie Stain. So it's all happening here.
And you know what? The jockey, you've got to blame the jockey because there was a beautiful run on the fence, but it took the wrong Sean Lane. You know, there was some beautiful green grass, but it went down the Dylan Brown. Anyway, sorry, playing.
That's what you call pushing the pass.
Yeah, exactly.
I should have left it alone before we got the Sean Lane.
Yeah.
No, so the money has started really to push for Parramatta. So it was all Penrith early doors. They were a bit of a bad result for us, even at that short price of $1.37. But it's just about hit 50-50 in terms of the weight of money. So the Parramatta fans are really starting to talk with their wallets. $3.10 still on the board, and the line is 8.5. It's a very, very tricky number. I think the market and the boys on the trading floor here at Sportsbet have definitely hit the nail on the head here. It's hard to make an argument either way, really, I think, in the 80-minute sort of markets. But as I've said to you all week, Sugar, I've really, really honed in first market. I think Parra's going to jump out of the gates, just like King Gutho did, and maybe just get run down towards the finish. So I'm pretty keen on them in the first half markets, but I can't really get around them in the sort of 80-minute result markets because we know Penrith, they can finish with one hell of a wet sail. So that's the only danger there.
Shawnee, salary cap era, I've declared the 2017 Melbourne Storm side as the best team for a season that I've seen in this time. Who would you say? Have you, have Penrith got a big case to make?
I think so. Like, we've heard there, what is it? They've won something like, what, 67 of their last 75. Now, don't quote me exactly on those numbers, but it's something along the lines of that. We're talking high, high percentage win rate. And when you look at that compared to any of those teams of, you know, past eras, and that's not even going back that far, but they're certainly, you know, outperforming them in terms of win percentages. So I think they've got to be certainly in the discussion, boys. That's my 2 cents.
Yep. Very valid 2 cents.
Where else would you throw 2 cents? Have you got anything tips in the races tonight or on
the
final?
He's had the app out. He's had enough of that, Chet.
And, well, I just want to...
I just heard the pencil just get whipped out of his pocket there. Yeah. Sock's ready to circle a few numbers here. All right, should we go to... Let's start down in Melbourne. I don't actually have a tip in the Turnbull Stakes, a big group one down there, but we'll go through the market. Gold Trip is the one they all want to be in. Jamie Carr, her record the last probably month or so has been unbelievable. She's absolutely red hot, and it's the only thing that punters want to be on down there. That's $3.70 favourite at the moment, Gold Trip. Now, the second favourite, bit of conjecture around what the actual pronunciation here. I've been calling it Jewess for the last month or so, but I've heard Jouet. Just today, actually, there's been a little correction. So the French embassy have called up, and apparently it's Jouet. So it's $4.80, but it's on the drift, potentially because no punter can actually say what its friggin' name is. So friendless at $4.80. Then you could throw a bit of a blanket over the sort of the next chances in the market. They're all double figures, though. Surefire, Profondo, and Young at Verta, all $10. Inspirational Girl is $11. As I said, no tip, but we have got one headquarters up here tomorrow, boys, and the market has come. Initially, I thought we were going to be on Ice Bath, but the money has well and truly come for Hinged, carrying no weight at all, and it loves the wet. Already been found a little bit, but I think there might just be a continued push for it. It's currently $3.70, so it's our new favourite in the Epsom tomorrow. Number 8, Hinge, Karen McAvoy, CJ Waller, ticks all the boxes there. Ice Bath, still got J-Mac on it. And top ranked, we can't split Bit and Ice Bath, both $4.50. Crosstalk is the last one at single figures. But in these big races, and like any race, boys, when the money comes and it's really, really sharp money, you've got to respect it. So I'm pretty happy to follow it in. I want to be on Hinge tomorrow in the big one at Randwick.
Yeah, Fitzy's quite clever, tied up with the Tricolours crew. He was tipping Hinged yesterday for similar reasons. So there you go there. Final say, Shawnee, when it comes to the grand final.
Yeah. Well, as I sort of alluded to at the top, boys, I'm really, really keen. Parramatta, +4.5 first half. And I couldn't talk you out of the for them to be leading at halftime, but then go on to lose the match. Halftime, full-time, double flipper. Yep. A little bit of Ric Flair involved to find that one, but it's about $8.25, $8 thereabouts.
Yep.
I just think that I'm really, really scared about Penrith's ability to charge home late. They get in a bit of an arm wrestle early, just wear you down. Not really fazed about what the scoreboard's doing, but they'll be in it or thereabouts. But as you know, I've said ad nauseum all week, Parrots have to start good. I think they can. Can they hold on? I'm not so sure, but I'm leaning the way of the first half market here. That's my bet of the week, +4.5 first half.
Not a betting market, but if you were to frame one, will there be a sin bin? What percentage yes, what percentage no?
Well, I sort of had to reframe that non-market when I saw Nathan Brown's name on the here on the team sheet. His eyes will be spinning in the back of his head. Yeah. So I'm glad there's no betting on it, because I'll be steaming into certainly a sin bin. Hopefully, though, we don't have any controversy involved. We just want a nice, non-controversial grand final. And made the best team win. I think we're going to be, it could be an absolute classic this one. Hope it is.
Well said. Love your commitment, because there's nothing harder in the life and in the world than reframing something that doesn't exist. well done, Cole Miner. Sounds like you're reframing your attitude towards a few quiet ones tonight.
Oh, reframing would be the understatement.
Good on you, mate. He's been terrific all year. So our man, the coal miner, Shawnee the Trader, who is absolutely airborne at the moment, a terrific fella as well. Try Sportsbet, bet with mates, start a group and build a multi together. Conditions apply and gamble responsibly. Just before we go to the break, plenty of texts coming through, which we should catch up on. Yes. Oh, this one from 720. He said, g'day, Sugar. Did Sock listen to the in-depth interview with Starkey yesterday, Mitch Starkey's talking about, or as I'd like to call it, a four-car pile-up on the Hume Highway? It was an absolute car crash. Now, what happened there, So Gibbo, right?
Yeah.
Now, a little secret to peel back the curtains. Sometimes Fletch and I just turn up, and whatever's written down, we just say, right? That's what we do. Because when you go to
Tommy's nodding over.
Well, when we go to a pub, right, when everyone goes to a pub, you don't have notes and notes and notes and notes. Yeah. So we try to represent the pub chat. The chat goes where it needs to go. We're not overcooking the thing. We want our listeners to be part of it. That's what our show is, right? So we just sort of take it as gospel. Now, we interviewed him, Mitch Stark, and I said, Mitch, you've done so much. You know, you've already played almost a whole year of your life in the fields of cricket in test matches, a whole 1 year of your life, of your 29 years. Yeah, he's 32. Okay, thank you, Gibbo, right? And then Fletch goes, reading the paper, he says, and Mitch, I see, as I am, he said, you're very, very keen into your Bitcoin. He goes, not really, right? Okay, thank you, Gibbo. The next one was, are you looking forward to this grand final? I know you're a Manly fan, Mitch, but who are you looking for? He goes, I don't go for Manly. No. I live in the area, but I don't actually go for him. Yeah. I said, no worries.
So there's you're 0 from 3.
Yeah, and then Fletch has chimed in. Well, mate, what about under-17s? You played for New South Wales. And if you wanted someone to cheer on, you play with Nathan Brown in that under-17s New South Wales side. He goes, mate, he's a few years younger than me. So that was the car crash, 7:20. Thank you very much. Oh, geez.
Can I give you some background? Yeah. Gibbo rings me at 11 o'clock yesterday morning.
Yeah.
He says, can you give me something interesting about Mitchell Stark?
Yeah.
So he's doing his homework, Gibbo. And it was, I told him verbatim that he lived in Penrith but doesn't follow football, maybe get a football team out of him. So he's just must have, I don't know whether Gibbo might have had a bit of lag from last night. I said he follows GWS or not. He's got two staffies.
Yeah.
I said something of interest, though, that listeners might know. He lives in Jennifer Hawkins' old house up at the Northern Beach. I said that would be interesting.
Yes, that would be.
Maybe she's left a piece of clothing at home or something that's around the house. I don't know, a pair of socks, or whatever. Yeah. But it's horrible what it sounded like. It's gone down a completely different path.
Oh, it was a car crash.
Yeah.
But you know what? Mitch loved it. And the listeners actually. See, people don't love perfection, Socky.
Well, no one cares. You get to those conversations, you don't want to hear about cricket, do you? You actually want it to go that way.
No, he loved it, and that's what it's all about.
Yeah,
we hear the same crap all the time. Keep them coming through. 1300 01 11 70 is a way to have your say. Heaps of ticks here. We'll mop those up and get back to those on the other side of this. So run home with Joel and Sock.